It's stormy again, and there's a lot of time being spent indoors, and I just, I don't know, my mind is kind of at peace and in a flurry at the same time, because so many things have been occurring to me in terms of how to move forward. But today I just wanted to show the grow quilt, because I've just been working on it slowly, and it's going to take a really long time to cover the certain areas completely with these thread beads. But it's really, it's interesting because it has created such texture, but it's also almost like glitter in a way. It's kind of lighting it up. And of course, they feel so good. But I look at this picture here, I didn't really think about it, but I think that center part, the nine patch with the eye seeds that are around it, I think I might also be able to put that newness symbol that I talked about yesterday in the center there, and that'll give it a little bit more stitch, a little bit more texture, and use it to quilt, actually. Sorry. And I thought to myself, you know, I could have done that ring idea on this cloth. I still could maybe do that. I don't know what's wrong with my throat this morning. And then, you know, the drawings. This has really been good. I've just been digging through the boxes and just forgot about a lot of the older drawings. Sometimes I used to look at them and think they were kind of silly. But I'm more focused on what joy really means lately, and I'm liking them a lot more, actually. Just thinking how thinking itself is a kind of making, and I really don't think you can avoid that. The nature of being human is to have thoughts, and that's a kind of making. You know, you can't really say it's not there. Whether or not you want to take it further and give it a form that you can use to share. I mean, that's what the form is for. It's to put it into some physical form that you can use so that you can share it with someone else. Otherwise, you know, you're still making the thoughts, but you can, I guess, just keep them to yourself.